Hi, this is Hidi Brin from France to North America and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Elmer. Did you know this is the 73rd edition of the Q&A Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast? When should you consider getting a coach for your network marketing business, and what can a coach do for you? That's the topic for today's show. And how perfect is it that my Inner Circle coaching program is open, where you can get top-notch coaching and the how-tos at an unbelievable price? Get the details at jackieelmer.com/coach. Now for today's network marketing question. At what point do I need a coach in my business? Do I need it now? When do I need it? And thanks to Adam for emailing me that question. You know, coaches and mentors in any business can be a real asset, and network marketing is no different. So here are some questions for you to think about first. Is your business a serious business or more of a hobby? Do you have big goals? How much do you value your time, and how much time do you want to spend on the learning curve? The first thing that you should always start with is your weekly calendar as you go about answering this question. Look back over last week. What's your calendar look like? How many new contacts did you make? How many follow-ups did you make? How many times did you show your business? How many new team partners did you bring on? How many new customers? How many three-way calls did you do with your team? What about team calls to support your team? Just different questions like that. So you want to start with looking at that and making sure that you're ready to invest in a coach and that you're ready to invest in what it requires to be successful. Because hiring a coach is not the same as someone doing it for you. So you want to be careful that you don't confuse the two. When I hear someone say, you know, I'm struggling in my business. I really need someone to motivate me. Well, that's when I know that we're headed down the wrong path, because that's not the goal or the role of the coach. So you want to start with your own commitment to consistency. That's such an important part of it. If you're not being consistent and making a commitment now, then you're not ready to hire a coach in your business. In most cases, you're just throwing money away, really and truly. So let's start with some ways that you can self-coach. And I already mentioned those. Start with your calendar. Are you taking a good, solid action steps each and every day? Look at your single daily actions. Are these actions in alignment with what your goals are? We already talked about that. What are your goals? I asked, do you have big goals? How much do you value your time? How much time do you want to spend on the learning curve? Look at all those, and then look at your own actions and say, are these congruent? Do they match each other? Are the steps that I'm taking each day going to get me where I say that I want to go, you know, based on what I'm doing? So you want to start with those biggest goals. What are your biggest goals? Are they to make a huge income? Are they to have an impact on others, not only in your local area, not only in your own family, but around the globe? Do you want to make a huge impact in the network marketing environment and help uplift other people and lead them to greatness? You know, it's really the same in our business as it is at the gym or with weight loss. Think about that. Why do people hire a personal trainer? So that they're committed to showing up. Yeah, most of it's stuff that they could do on their own, but it's like anything, when you pay for something and then you take action on it and you show up regularly, very often you'll put a lot more into it than when something is done for free. So think of it in the same way. Do you have a deep burning drive within you? Do you have that deep burning drive? If you do, then I suggest surrounding yourself with a community of other people that share that same burning desire, share that same burning drive. That community is one reason I created my Inner Circle coaching program. I wanted a place where people could come together, ask questions, and along with the support that I provide their answering questions, they could also support each other. One-on-one coaching was not being as effective with my own time, and yet I still wanted a way to reach more people, because having a huge impact on a lot of people is one of my goals. I wanted a place where people could ask, how do you handle this objection? How do I contact someone more successful than me? How do I follow up? How do I launch a blog? And how will that attract leads? How do I stay consistent in my business? And much more than I can ever cover on a single coaching session or even, you know, multiple coaching sessions. So if you want to learn more about how that might work for you, you can find the details at jackieelmer.com/coach. And remember that the show notes are at jackieelmer.com/QA073. And if the show has helped you, tweet me over on Twitter at Jackie Almer. And if you have a question for the show, add the hashtag AskJackie. If you don't have my Profit in Your PJs report, 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, grab that free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. And remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. Until next time, I wish you an amazing day and I wish you the best of luck in your business. I really want to see you get to the top.